This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, American Class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. I'm Jim Brown, host here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. We're the regulars here with you. We've got a lively show today. We talked earlier in the show about taking a knee, the NFL starting in a couple of hours, what's going to happen today. We'll comment on that and a lot of other things. But before we do, I've got a fascinating book that I sat down and read last night. Sally Quinn, if you know that name, is a longtime Washington Post journalist. She's a columnist. She was the first female television commentator, anchor on CBS News, on any network. And she's one of the Capitol's renowned social hostesses, founder of a religious website, and was married to Ben Bradley, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author and the editor of the Washington Post during all the Watergate affair. Fascinating lady, and has written a fascinating new book. Hey, Sally, glad you joined us today in the Common Sense Show.
Well, I am so happy to be here.
We're excited to have you, and I'll tell you, I sat down yesterday, and I had some time after I watched the local football game and read through the entire book. And let me tell you what I was doing. I was expecting a book, and when I talked there earlier about your being a renowned social hostess, I thought we were going to see a lot of intimate details about dinner parties with presidents when you and Ben Bradley were together, then even after his passing. It would be kind of an insider's Washington gossip gate, if you will, about a lot of politics. That's what I was expecting. And I was fascinated about your carrying on a fascinating life involving how you were raised as a military brat, how you moved so much, your influences that focused you in an early life, your highs and lows, the huge challenge in dealing with your husband who went down over the years, your being a caretaker, and about your faith, going to the monastery. You know, I've been thinking for years about doing a retreat, and that got me interested. In any event, it was a great evening of reading your book, and I want to tell you how much I enjoyed it. And I wish you'd start off by commenting about that. Why was I looking for an insider's account, and I got this bigger view of the whole life of Sally Quinn?
Well, first of all, I think the tip-off might have been a spiritual memoir, which doesn't exactly sum up Washington.
Good point.
A friend of mine once said Washington is a spiritual hardship post. And so this really wasn't about, I am going to do another memoir, and it's going to be a sort of an inside Washington memoir. But this was something that was dear to my heart, and it was about, ultimately it's about finding the meaning of life. And I had started this website, religion website, for the Washington Post called On Faith. And when I started it, I was an atheist. But I had been interested in religion all of my life, and my father was in the military, and he liberated Dachau and had staff photographer take photographs and made a scrapbook, which I found when I was four after he came back from the war. And I was just horrified, and I asked my father what this was about, and he explained to me about the Nazis, and I said, Daddy, did God know about this? And he said, yes, he did. And I said, well, how could he have let this happen? And he said, God works in mysterious ways. There, I have no explanation. And I was devastated. All I could think about were all of those little Jewish children who were praying and their parents praying in the concentration camp to the same God that I was praying to protect my family. And I realized that if that God couldn't protect them, then he couldn't protect me. And so I became an atheist, although I didn't even know what that meant. But I stopped believing in God when I was four. And I didn't quite realize until I sat down to write this book that all of my life that I was seeking something because I had this void. and I didn't know what it was. And so I write about all of these different experiences as I go through my life. But when I sat down to write the book, I signed a book contract several years before Ben died. to write about how an atheist could start a religion website, because it was kind of strange. In fact, my friends couldn't believe it, and my husband couldn't believe it. But there was something in me that just drew me to religion and faith and what makes people help, how people get through the night, and the fact that 95% of the people in the world are people of faith whose lives are informed by faith in some way. And so I began to study religion. A friend of mine, John Meacham, who was the editor of Newsweek at the time, and he was my co-moderator, and he's a devout Christian and a religion scholar. And he said, "You're not an atheist." And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "Well, no, nobody, you know, you're not a negative person. And that you're basically saying you deny the existence of God and you don't know. And how can nobody can know?" And
Sally.
Yes.
I'm sorry. This is Rhonna Gray. We're broadcasting from Louisiana. We're kind of fascinated about your exploring some of the more mystic type religions.
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
In which I think have Southern roots for you.
Well, yes, and you know, I mean, I was at four an atheist, but I'm from Savannah, Georgia. And my family, I used to spend summers and vacations in Statesboro, Georgia, right outside of Savannah. And my family were Scottish Presbyterians, and my Aunt Ruth played the organ in the Presbyterian church, but she had a whole other religion, which was the occult, and if you want to call it that. But she believed in the Scottish stones and time travel and psychic phenomenon and voodoo and astrology and ghosts and tarot cards and palmistry. And so that was sort of like my second religion. And in fact, it's sort of what I call embedded religion. It's the kind of thing where, you know, if you're Catholic and you're brought up to believe if you sin, you're going to burn in hell. And then you get older and you think, wait a minute, that doesn't really make any sense. And yet you do something bad and you think, oh, my God, I'm going to burn in hell. I mean, it's what you're brought up with. And so I had this sort of two-pronged religious upbringing. But the occult, because my Aunt Ruth was psychic, and my mother was, and her mother was, and my sister and my mother's sister and I have all have psychic abilities. And so I believed in all of this, and the practice of voodoo, and we had ghosts in the house, and, you know, there were all kinds of mysterious things going on, and it was part of the mystery. But it's the kind of thing that no one ever took seriously, and everybody sort of thought, well, this doesn't happen. This is not real. And it wasn't until I started writing the book, and having studied, and I took a trip around the world to study the great faiths, and I started reading a lot about religion. And what it became clear to me was, I mean, you might want, whatever you want to call it, religion, I think all religion is magic on some level, because it requires faith. And, I mean, if you're Christian, you believe that Christ walked on water or rose from the dead and sat on God's right hand in heaven, that's magic, because nobody actually knows. And so you have to rely on faith. And so I began to realize that all of these religions had things that other people in other faiths didn't believe and thought in some cases were crazy. And that these things that I had been brought up with in the Deep South, which were firmly implanted in people's minds and believed in, were just as legitimate as any other organized religion. I mean, the only the thing is that organized religion is organized, and so therefore everyone sort of accepts those religions. But that was part of mine, and it was all magic, and that you know, I my whole life, what I realized was that I was actually searching for magic. And when I started thinking about it, I thought, but I've had magic in my life all of my life. And taking care of first my son, who was born with a heart defect and nearly died and was learning disabled and in and out of the hospital for 16 years, taking care
and
of
And hey, Sally, can I hold you off here? We've got to take just a very short break. I've got so many questions. I want to talk about Watergate. I want to talk about so much your being on CBS News. We're talking with Sally Quinn. Fascinating new book that's out right now that Sally Quinn has written. And hope you'll take a look at it, called Finding Magic, a Spiritual Memoir. You can find it on our website at www.radiocommonsense.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back with Sally Quinn.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking with Sally Quinn, longtime Washington Post journalist, columnist, TV commentator, and written a great new book called Finding Magic, a spiritual memoir that is on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Sally, let me ask you this. Ben Bradley, an icon within the news world, not really known much out of Washington, D.C. until Watergate, and then the movie All the President's Men came down. How do you think that Jason Robards did in playing your husband in that movie?
Well, you know, he was fabulous. The thing was interesting is that Robert Redford played Bob Woodward and Dustin Hoffman played Carl Bernstein. And they spent months in the newsroom and in Washington studying their characters. Jason came into town. Ben and I took him to a Chinese restaurant for dinner the night before. The next day, he spent one day in the newsroom and left. And we never saw him again. And he gave the most fantastic performance of Ben you could ever imagine. He just totally got him. And he won Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. But he and Ben just bonded immediately. And there's one scene in the movie, All the President's Men, where Ben comes in from a black tie dinner. He's in his tuxedo, and he's talking to the Bob and Carl about a story. He reads it at midnight. He throws it on the table at them and says, "Run that baby." And then he walks out of the newsroom, and as he goes, he slaps the desk on his hand on the desk, you know, like, And that was Ben, totally Ben. I don't know how Jason picked up all that in one day, but he did, and it was extraordinary.
You would have thought he was there for months, filming that for months is the impression you'd get as he was there through so many scenes.
He was there one day, and then, you know, now Steven Spielberg is coming out with a movie in December on the Pentagon Papers, which Ben was also involved in, and it's about the Pentagon Papers, and Tom Hanks is playing Ben, and Meryl Streep is playing Katharine Graham. And I've actually gone to the set and watched the screen, and I walked on the set and for the first time, and Tom was wearing a Ben wig, and he was in black tie, and Meryl was dressed up. It was for a party in honor of Kay at the scene they were playing at the Plaza Hotel. And I took one look at Tom, and I burst into tears. It was like Ben had been reincarnated. Tom came running over and threw his arms around me, and I just couldn't stop sobbing. I just kept saying, "I feel like Ben has come back from the dead." It was extraordinary.
It's exciting, though, that they're doing such a good job.
I know. Well, then HBO is coming out with an hour-and-a-half documentary on Ben. Will air December the 4th about Ben and Watergate, the Pentagon Papers and all that, which I've seen, it, which is really fantastic.
What does that do? Is that enthralling? Are you taken in by all this? All of a sudden, not just your book, but all this focus on Ben Bradley coming back and so intimately involved in your life, and I guess it brings back great memories. But I'm sure there's tremendous energy for you in both reliving and remembering all these great events that are going
now. Because Ben was diagnosed with dementia 8 years before he died. In the last 2 years, I stopped working and took care of him the whole time. And oddly, that was the most spiritual time of my life and the most spiritual experience I've ever had. And we were also happier those last 2 years than we ever were, even though Ben was, you know, losing his memory and sort of fading away. I'm conflicted about it because this coming Saturday will be the third anniversary of Ben's death, and you know a lot of cultures will say that the mourning period is 3 years, and so this has been hard for me because I finished the book and I sort of thought, okay, I'm fine, I can now do this because I've been grieving for almost 3 years and now I'm ready to move on with my life, and then suddenly Ben is back, you know, in spades, you know, not only because I have to talk about him because of my book, but they're reissuing his book, A Good Life, November the 7th, and then there's the documentary, and then there's the movie. And so, when I watched the movie, the documentary last week, I burst into tears. And so, I mean, it's a very emotional time for me.
Hey, Sally, this is Leo Honeycutt. We were just talking about this, the Watergate aspect of this. And by the way, I remember you from CBS or Morning News.
Don't remind me.
back in the day with Bill Curtis and then Diane Sawyer, back to those days. But when you look at the overall scope of journalism today, and one thing that that all the King's men brought out, all the President's men brought out, was how the Washington Post really took an enormous chance, and how Ben Bradley was in the middle of that and said, "You better be right with your information and with your sources," because they put the entire Washington Post on the line.
Right.
I don't see that happening in today's journalism at all, because everybody's afraid of the dollar.
No, that's not true. I mean, I think I've never seen such incredible reporting in my life as I have right now. I mean, across the board, particularly with the Washington Post and the New York Times. And, you know, and Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world, and he owns the Washington Post. And so there's no issue of being afraid about money at all. And I think the networks are doing an incredible job. I mean, there are a lot of journalists out there who are reporting the story. And people ask me what Ben would say about this administration. And I say, you know, Ben was the least ideological person I've ever met. He was a journalist, and it was the story. And I think he would be saying, go out and get the story. Get it first, but get it right. You have to get it right. And I think Ben, you know, was a patriot. He was a real American. He fought in World War II. And I think he cares deeply about the country, and I think he would be deeply troubled by what he's seeing happening right now to the country.
Well, all the Gallup polls back then had Richard Nixon at the top of the popular list.
Right.
So coming up against President Nixon by the Post, they were, so many people dropped subscriptions, and so many people, you know, railed against the Watergate, you know, so I don't, and you, so you think that's happening today?
Because the thing is that Ben was out there alone. I mean, it was like 2 years into Watergate before Walter Cronkite called up and said, we want to do a story on Watergate, and can you give us some documents? And Ben said, well, we don't have any documents. And Walter said, okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And as soon as Cronkite then put it on the air, then everybody started looking up and saying, oh, maybe this is a story. But right now, nobody's out there alone. I mean, every single news organization is on the story. And so there's not, you know,
But it almost seems like they're polarized. It seems like that they're polarized and maybe are polarizing the country.
Well, I think the country's polarized. I think that's the issue. And I think that part of the journalists are reporting on that.
We are out of time, but it's a fascinating book. We sure enjoyed having you with us. Like to have you back again. The book is called.
Come back anytime.
Yeah, I got so many questions. I got a whole list, so we'll try to do a follow up.
You're from my part of the country.
I know. We love talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Finding Magic, a spiritual memoir, on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. I'm Sally Quinn. Take care, Sally.
Thank you.
Take a little pause right now and be back right after this message on our RadioCommonSense.com.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
For her at the show, he's dedicated. Then I go to leave. No bill. You're with Mr. Mathis.
How do you mean anything like that?
Well, did you hear that conversation, folks?
Hey, we're back on the Common Sense. Excuse me, folks. We're having fun here today with Leo Nate and Ron Gray. We're talking. In fact, we'll jump right into the subject. There's an article I saw in the Washington Post that says that some songs we just need to retire. We are playing some songs. We've beaten them to death. They ought to go into a crypt that will be buried for 200 years and maybe never come back because we're so sick of hearing these songs. And that's what the article says. And they mention a number of songs. They mention Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin.
What?
About, you know, he's too busy for his son and the son grows
up.
Yeah,
yeah, that's sacrilege.
Good lesson. That's right. Very good. Song with a message.
That's John Lennon's Imagine.
No.
He's just been imagining too many things. That Farrell song, Happy. I'm happy that. And then he lists a number of them. I'll tell you a few more. Over the Rainbow, What a Wonderful World by the Hawaiian guy. That big.
Love that one. Russian. Right.
Yeah. American Pie, Don McLean, bye bye Miss American Pie. That's got to go according to this article. How about Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
I like that one too.
I love to hear Meatloaf sing that song. Here's one that I really like. Wack Wagner, The Ride of the Valkyries.
What?
Remember in the Great War movie
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now, and they played right
with
Yes.
Kill the rabbit. Kill the rabbit.
The Eagles, Hotel California.
No, great song.
No. That guitar pick that goes on Queen.
What kind of Tommy Pinko deal is
this? Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Still love that one,
here
too.
Here they come, here they go. And then finally Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. I don't know. You got a song you'd like to retire, Rhonda?
I thought for sure it was going to be on the list. I think they could retire You Light Up My Life.
Oh, yeah.
With apologies to both Pat and Debbie Boone.
Oh,
Light Up My
That's
Life.
One they wore out.
They did.
And I was a wedding photographer in high school, and all I heard was, we've only just begun.
That's true. The Carpenters.
I already got tired of that
one. The Carpenters, yeah.
Anything that's a popular wedding song is going to get played every year plenty times. So that falls in that category.
Well, if you have one that you want to retire, let us know. Put it on our website at Radio Comics.
Right now, I think it'd be Call Me Crazy. What's that?
Right.
Who sings that? Call Me Crazy.
Some people don't like Johnny Mathis. I was telling you, I didn't finish my Johnny Mathis story to you. You know, I've seen Johnny Mathis on 6 or 7 occasions, I guess. I love him. Mathis is about 79, 80 years old now. I saw him at a concert about 2 years ago. I had a chance to visit with him a little bit. He said he travels 250 to 275 days a year.
Amazing.
And he plays golf. He plays golf in the morning. His producer kind of does the rehearsal. Then he comes in and does about a 45-minute rehearsal, and he does the show. 275 nights a year? Can you believe that?
It's amazing, yeah.
So in any event, it's 1958. My girlfriend loves Johnny Mathis. I'm a senior in high school in St. Louis, Missouri. I scrape up the money to go here. Remember his song, Misty?
That oh, yeah.
Big song. Which
I don't go that far back, Jim.
Oh. So we go down to the Chase Park Plaza Hotel. You St. Louis listeners know what I'm talking about. And so we're there a little early, and I go up to the rooftop to take my girlfriend to look out over the city. Then we come down in the elevator because it's time for the show. It's a dinner show.
Mm-hmm.
The door opens and there's Johnny Mathis. She swoons. He could not have been nicer. He asks us our names. We're obviously a younger group coming to hear him sing. He walks out of the elevator with us right up to the maitre d', shakes my hand, gives her a kiss on the cheek. He dedicates the song. We're right in the front row. He puts us right in the front row. Perfect evening. He sings a song right to her. Now, then the show's over. Now I got to pay the check. Oh, my gosh. I'm sweating this out. What's it going to be? I called the waiter over. I said, could I get my check, sir? He says, oh, no. You came in with Mr. Mathis. Sure, yes, Mr. Mathis. That's fine. There's no bill. Now, how can you beat a more perfect evening than that? So I will always be a Johnny Mathis fan.
Now, when those elevator doors open, Jim, you should have immediately broken into Chances
Are. Right.
He had
Jim,
that.
As with everything in life, it's at least 50% timing.
Yeah.
Right. Yours was perfect.
Yep.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Of course, then he had to live up to the image, see?
Right.
You know, with the girlfriend.
I'm sure she said at the end of the night, what are we doing next weekend?
Yeah, what are you doing for encore?
What are you going to do for this? How are you going to top this, huh? Well, that's been 1958. How many years ago was that, Leo? 58?
Well, it's been right almost 60, wasn't it?
Almost 60 years.
Yeah.
I touch base. We go to
59 years.
We stay in touch. We reminisce about Johnny Mathis. So, to share that with you. You know, I'm a diehard North Carolina Tar Heel. This is a disturbing story. It's not really a national story, but I just want to show you how college athletics have gotten out of hand. The NCAA issued a report on Friday saying there was nothing wrong with North Carolina having these phantom courses they put the athletes in. Courses where maybe you show up for a final exam, maybe you write a one-page paper, you don't ever come to class, and normally that would be a major NCAA violation of these phantom classes. The kids don't even come to class. Well, what they did, they ran a few ringers in. They ran a few non-athletes in. So that the NCAA says, well, if you're doing it for not just the athletes, but for some other students, then we don't really have authority over that. So therefore, shows you the problems of the NCAA and how, I mean, and that's my college. I was an athlete there, had an athletic scholarship, and the fact that they're committing academic fraud in the worst sense to me is that they should have sanctioned them and taken away championships, and terrible what North Carolina did for these fraudulent classes. And I just wanted to mention that there again. It's not really something that affects, I hope it doesn't affect other schools. 200 laxly administered and graded classes frequently required no attendance and just one paper over nearly two decades is what the report found.
See, okay. That goes back to what we were talking about with the athletes in the NFL. They get to such a point where they're so praised for what they've been able to do on the gridiron, they don't think they need to go to class because they don't see the value in that. And plus, part of it are lazy. They don't really want to do the work.
Well, the number one draft in the NBA last year was a kid named Ben Simmons who went down here to LSU. Once he got through the first semester, he knew he was going to be drafted before the second semester ended. Never once went to class. Just stopped right then and there. So I'm just here to get my big salary.
Right.
College is completely irrelevant.
I had a conversation just 2 days ago with former LSU coach Jerry Stovall. I know you both know. He was a Heisman Trophy runner-up in his day playing.
Yep.
And just a great person in general. And he told me a story about a kid that arrived to play football for him. And in the first couple of weeks or so of getting on campus, he realized he could not read. He could not read. And he said, he kept saying, what do you mean? Like third grade level, fourth grade level? And people testing said, you're not hearing what we say. He cannot read. He'd made it all through elementary and high school, being passed and elevated probably because of his sports. And then you get into NCAA rules where the coach can't get him any extra tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, rules change all the time, but at the time. And it wasn't until someone, another student who wasn't a athlete, needed some tutoring, and he was able to ride with him and get some tutoring. And he said, I'll never forget the day he came in my office. He said, a little nervous what he was going to say, took out a book and said, see Dick run, see Jane run. That's the level he was learning to read on.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
It is. It's amazing.
And it made it that far under the system.
That far in the system.
Wow. And, but he could perform on the athletic field, and so he got those scholarships. And that happens, you know, this whole will to win and the money that's involved, these coaches making $6-7 million a year. And just unbelievable. Hey, we got much more to talk about in our final segment. I'm here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Sure glad you're listening to us today. We're having lots of fun as we get into the fall, and we'll talk some more here in our final segment. So freshen up your coffee and stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, he took over. It's hard to believe how far back this goes. But Jerry Stovall.
Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronald Gray. We're covering lots of news items. Had a great show today, lively. I hope you had a chance to listen to a good bit of it. If you haven't, you can go to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. Or go to our website, RadioCommonSense.com, and you can listen to podcasts of the whole show. Go to RadioCommonSense.com, and you can listen to all the stuff that you missed, because we had a good show. There's a new law in North help me with this word.
Tonawanda?
Tonawanda, New York. It's a small town in upstate New York. It's passed a law that holds parents of bullying children responsible for their child's actions and sends them to jail. In other words, the town council up there passed a law to try to cut back on bullying. The law states that if a child is caught bullying or attacking another student, the parent of the bullying child will be ordered to pay a fine or face jail time. You can get a $250 fine, up to 15 days in jail if your child bullies another child. Is that going too far? I hear that all the time in public schools down in our part of the country, to where, that's one of the pushes for charter schools, because parents say teachers have no control over these kids that come to class. They bully. They are foul-mouthed. They use four-letter words all the time. And then when they go attack another kid, if you kick the child, the bully, out of school, then they're out on the streets, they're getting into drugs, and they're causing a whole variety of problems. So is it time to start holding parents accountable? Leo, what do you think?
Well, that's a two-edged sword, because a kid can get his parents into trouble if he's having a spat with his parents. And nowadays, kids think that they are analysts. They have been so analyzed. They've been, I heard the term used out of New York, Oprah-ized, you know, where they have gone through this almost TV therapy thing, and they think they know more than the parents. Now, that's always been the case. I mean, back to Mark Twain. But in a situation like this, you could get your parents in trouble by simply saying, well, I'm going to go and bully somebody. I won't take the heat. They will. You know, and I think DAs are going to have a problem with that.
I'm for anything that gets parents more engaged in their children's lives and paying attention. I am a volunteer in public schools, and I see these kids, and I tried sort of having this reward system for one of the kids I was working with, that if he could get his parents to read a book with him at home, I'd have a prize and all. After going a couple of months into the semester, I could see the child was getting a little stressed out. He didn't have anybody at home that would sit down and let him read to them. Mm-hmm. He didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I keep just thinking anything that'll get kid parents to pay more attention to what they're doing. I agree with Leo. There's some problems there as the kids get older and figure out they can cause you more problems than you can cause them.
Right, right.
Yeah, but there is a balance there in terms of responsibility. And if my tax dollars as a taxpayer are going to pay for public schools, and there are disruptive kids that parents don't make an effort to control, now you may have to get into the social worker and evaluating the parents. But if the parent just doesn't care and says, it's just not my problem, I just try my best and I can't do anything, to heck with it, I think the parents should be held responsible. So I commend New York for a law that says if your child's a bully, and there ought to be some rules and governing and checks and balances, but I see nothing wrong with holding parents more responsible.
Well, in New York, if you've got somebody who is a bully, chances are I'll give you an 85% chance that there's not a father at home.
Well, that could
be. Before we cast aspersions on the entire state of New York,
right,
this is in upstate New York, in North Tonawanda, New York. I'm guessing not a large
not
city.
Not a very large place.
With an inner city population.
And it's
and
obvious
that
they're just trying to make a point.
And it comes about because parents complained about mm-hmm. the violence mm-hmm. in the schools mm-hmm. district. And so mm-hmm. the parents clearly are weighing in. So there seems to be a move by the
well, you've got to restore
North
some.
By the North Tonawanda Common Council.
Well, how about this in Georgia? In Georgia, it's time to go to church. And the pastor says, I really want to thank all our teachers that are here in our congregation. Would you stand up? We want you to be recognized. A father who's homeschooling his children who don't believe in public education stands up. He gives the preacher the finger, and then he screams and shouts at the pastor during the service. This is in the service. The police come and arrest this guy. The Georgia Supreme Court, the highest court in Georgia, has reversed the conviction of a man who was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge because they're saying that's his right to free speech. You can disrupt a church service and scream and holler and give the preacher a finger. So, what are we coming to? I'm for a little give. Parents have got a responsibility to take care of their children. People have a responsibility to go into a public place, not to stand up and give the preacher the finger. These pampered, overpaid NFL players who take a knee at the national anthem have a responsibility. How many of them have written a nice big fat check to inter community health care? I haven't seen many. Well, I haven't seen many.
Colin Kaepernick has given $700,000, but that's out of a more than a $30 million. So he's giving less than 3% of his to the cause.
He's supposed to give 10%, aren't you?
Well, that's
good Lord.
Well, my question about the church.
How permissive are we going here?
And my question about the church case is, what about the rights of everybody else sitting there in the church?
There you go.
It seems you're ignoring the rights of the masses for the free speech of one.
And thus, that's where we are now.
Right. That's right.
I mean, the Supreme Court decision says you can't yell fire in a movie theater, you know, and there should be some reasonable common sense rules that people should follow. If a guy stands up in my church and gives the finger to my pastor and starts screaming and hollering, he ought to be arrested, and I'm going to be there to help take him out. And, but I can't believe that here's a conservative state like Georgia says, oh, nothing wrong with that. You know, that's free speech.
Well, if he shot the finger, I would say that he's completely, completely missed the point for being in church to begin with.
Well, may be the case, but we're talking about this permissiveness, and I guess in the overall bigger picture, it shows you why a lot of frustrated voters or folks out there who are seeing a dramatic change in their lives with health care being taken away, they don't have the jobs anymore, the immigration flow that comes into their community. And then you see decisions like this, giving the bird to the preacher, oh, that's all free speech. You can see why there is a base for Donald Trump's hard rhetoric, is my point. I don't agree with much of it, but I can see where there is a rhetoric there.
It's clearly the frustration, yes. It's clearly the frustration.
And I think you said earlier about how ridiculous it was for Trump to make the comment about the NFL taking the knee. But everything he says seems to play into his base. He keeps his hardcore 35% that he had from the day after the election that goes up to today. And so
yesterday with him saying, folks, we're saying Merry Christmas again. People are on their feet cheering.
I didn't hear that.
He gave a speech. We're saying Merry Christmas again. No more happy holidays. We're saying
happy
Merry Christmas again.
Well, it's a frustrating time. I wish his rhetoric were not so intense. But
and so caustic.
Maybe there's a method to his madness, though, because if it's not that intense, it's not going to get home to the average Joe who's not reading the newspaper,
right,
not even watching television. They're watching reruns when the news comes on. 60% Facebook has, I don't know how many people. Yes, they got 2 billion.
2 billion people.
Billions, right.
2 billion worldwide, and 65% of everybody on Facebook gets their news from Facebook. So to get true to your base, you've got to be incendiary, I guess, from Trump's point of view.
Well, 40 years ago, we had a movie that came out called Network, and what did the guy do? He said, I want you to go out to your windows right now and say, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And so here we are.
That's right.
We're living the reality now.
Right. That's right.
We kind of calmed down in the 90s, and we got kind of peaceful. and the first, you know, up till 9/11, I guess.
I know. I always say when people criticize Bill Clinton, well, it was 8 years of peace and prosperity.
That's right.
You got to at least give credit where that comes.
The economy did very well, although, again, give the devil his due. If you've got money in the stock market, you've been doing very well. Now, I'm not sure you give Trump credit for that, but you can certainly see why he would take credit for it.
Right.
So, hey, well, gosh, I wish we look. I got a whole stack. I must have 50 more things to talk about. Ronnie, you got your stack. Leo's got your stack.
But a lot to talk about.
We're all stacked up here.
Thank you guys for being with me as always. Leo Honeycutt. His website is leohoneycutt.net. Great Louisiana and national author. Ronna Gray, the same thing. Her hot book, Familiar Evil, familiarevil.com. You'll see their links on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Have a great weekend, folks. Glad you spent some time with us on the Common Sense Show today. We'll be back same time, same station next week. So be with us. We look forward to seeing you then. Have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will
also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.